And welcome back to Pod Culture. I'm Brad.
I'm Glenn.
I'm Christina.
I'm Adam.
And we have guests in the studios.
Yay!
Again. Man, we got a full house. We need to start charging admission.
No.
This is what happens when you leave your door open.
Oh,
he always
is
leaves the door
is?
Open.
And
with
you
the...
offer pizza.
Yeah, I know. And
every time.
Guests, introduce yourselves.
It's Ashley.
Hi, Ashley.
I told you not to let her sleep on the couch, man. She's been here for like 2 months now.
She can sleep wherever she wants.
Canadian loafers.
I'm not Canadian, though.
Canadian?
Well, that's what the western side is, because it's all like Japan and China's over there. The other side's French.
Okay.
French-adian.
And,
I don't know,
our other guest.
The official Pod Culture groupie.
Yay, Andy!
He even has the shirt.
Freehold South.
He is wearing
quite
this
a
shirt.
Sticky shirt.
God love him. Pod Culture
and it's green.
Man walks down the street, folks see him in that shirt, and know he's not afraid of anything.
Damn straight.
Quite cunning, don't you think? So, we are back, and this is like our animiversary.
Ow.
And is it? Make your brain hurt on that?
A little bit,
Pretty much.
English teacher going into spasms.
Don't think about it. No, see.
Shock.
As soon
he's
as
gone
you
in
cross,
the shock.
You're a history teacher, aren't you?
I are an English teacher.
As soon as you cross the threshold, you have to turn
That's why
off
Kentucky
the English
schools
button because
okay.
it'll hurt.
It's coming for the guy who went to an Indiana school.
Yeah, we went to it right.
Anniversary.
Mm-hmm. I've been living in Kentucky far too long. Okay, so what has everyone been up to, Christina?
I've been working and watching TV and reading some books and playing on the internet. And yeah, pretty much. A little bit of everything.
Been killing your villagers in your
I
little game?
I killed no villagers in my new game. Okay, one, but she died of old age, and I had no control over that.
Virtual
sure.
villagers?
No, it's called My Tribe. It's far harder to kill people.
She's working on it.
You're ruthless when it comes to those.
Really, the only way you can die in that game is if they starve to death or if old age. But there's no, like... pestilence that gets you, and there's no drowning.
She would torture her Sims.
I did not torture
her.
You only torture the one because your Sim wants to see a ghost, and the only way to see a ghost is if you kill one of them on your property. Is the only way to do it. Just so it happens, I caught the first passerby, and it was a kid. I didn't mean it for it to be a kid.
See? Isn't that what Ted Bundy said?
She is ruthless.
No kidding.
You had to box them in and take out the door so they couldn't get out and then wait until they starved to death.
At least it wasn't painful.
Quite just that human. Gnawing hunger. And the,
Well, you had to turn down the music because you heard them crying.
Can't have that.
Well, did you ever, get them into the pool and then take away the ladder?
I've done that too, yeah.
You guys are horrible.
That was the only way I'd ever play The Sims is if I could kill them immediately. 5 minutes into the game, they would all be dead. I couldn't stand the game.
See, the only thing in Sims 2 is that if your person has, a knowledge aspiration, one of the things they hound you about seeing and learning is about a ghost, and there's no other way to do it. If your property does not have a cemetery already on it, you're screwed until you kill somebody.
So society made you do it.
Damn it, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but then when you kill them, they're really pissy ghosts, and then they scare the hell out of your little people.
I'm going to be freaking paranoid tonight.
I don't have the little green thing above my head, so we're okay, yeah.
That's what I love about Dragon Con. You see the guy walking through the green diamond
above his
awesome,
head.
It was awesome, yeah. It was awesome. Cheap costume, man.
Yeah. It was awesome. It was very cool.
And you think about it, it's brilliant.
It is brilliant. It's cool.
She had to play the game, though.
It's true.
Now, would you kill him and box this guy up into a room and take away the door?
No, because he'd find a way out. People are smarter than Sims. Sims are not very bright.
Of course, they can't even talk.
Well, of course they can, because then they'd have to make a whole other game for every language.
Just saying.
It's more efficient just to do it. Do it in Simish.
They sound like Charlie Brown's teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's right. You're a teacher. You speak that language.
That's all they
you.
Hear.
He's bigger than you. He can beat you up.
My mother and my stepmother, actually, and technically my father, are all teachers.
Mm-hmm. My 11-year-old is bigger than you.
though?
I don't know. I've had a desk job for the past 6 years. Yeah. And I do geek cuisine.
Daily?
Pretty much, yeah. About a 2 liter Mountain Dew a day. Yeah, you got it. Lynn, yeah. Have you been up to anything exciting?
Well, Carly and I made a big commitment this week.
Uh-oh.
We started watching Buffy from season one.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Fine, a freaking leap.
Back when she looks like a human.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. You know, I mean, I loved Buffy, but I don't think I've seen every episode somehow.
Yeah,
you know.
How is your life complete?
It's not, okay, and that's why good. I need to do it. So
the earlier stuff, it's episodic.
I like it better when she looks like a person and not like a supermodel.
And she never looks like a supermodel.
No, but when she actually had curves.
Willow's always looked better than Buffy has.
I agree.
Well, we already watched the first season. Of course, it was very short, so that didn't take long. And I think we're 2 episodes into the second season now.
Yay.
So we're well on our way into watching Buffy from start to finish again. So
I may have to do that at some point.
I've been meaning to forever, but Carly forced me to. I would have never made
Yay,
that commitment.
Carly.
It would have been like, no, no,
pretty much
going to
have a year without Doctor Who. So
hug her for me.
Okay. So that's what I'm up to. Well, that and lots of WoW. Nonstop.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
8 hours a day.
Have you hit 80 yet?
You know, I haven't because I've been playing too many characters. I've got a 76 and a 72 and a 70 and a 62.
You do one, you get that to 80, then you go to another one.
No. Where's your dedication, man?
Well, here's the problem. Okay, my main character, my main character is a warlock who's 76, who is an engineer, but he's also an enchanter, which means he's not a miner. Which means he can't get the ore he needs.
Which means he can't buy alcohol.
I said he's not a miner, so
of course
he can't.
Oh, that's right. He's not a miner.
Sorry. He can buy it.
He's bald and has a mustache, so he's obviously not a miner.
Then. Never mind.
Okay.
Darn it.
But he can't gather the ore he needs to get his engineering up.
He's a miner, right?
No, he's not a miner.
No, he's not a miner.
We've established that.
He is old enough.
I haven't paid attention to Glenn in 20 years, all right?
Why start now?
Yeah. Yep, exactly.
And on to Adam now.
So my...
well, I'm glad you asked.
So my warrior character is a miner.
Who can't buy alcohol.
That's right. He's a dwarf. He can drink at any age. It's okay.
There you go.
They come out with beards.
So even though he's a dwarf... And he's a miner. He'll get carded for the rest of his life.
That's right. So I have to level up my warrior so that he can go out and get ore so that I can level up my engineering for my warlock.
They're codependent.
They're codependent, exactly. And the reason is, at level 80, if you have 450 in engineering, you can make a chopper. Meaning a badass motorcycle.
Dude, okay. I was going to say, don't you spend enough time in a chopper as it is?
Actually, both of my characters are engineers, and they both already have a gyrocopter.
Neat.
So they can both fly
That's
around.
Cool.
It's pretty awesome.
That's awesome.
Okay,
but I want the chopper, the motorcycle.
So you spend all day in a helicopter to go home and put your character in a helicopter.
Yeah. Luckily, the one I really fly in works a lot better than the one in WoW. Because it sputters
well,
and
if it has fuel
and
in it,
stops and you know.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Well, yeah, technicality.
Yeah.
Adam, what you been up to, man?
Oh, I caught up on The Big Bang Theory.
Damn you, Ashley! That's gonna be a whole segment all by itself.
Yeah.
Which is all sorts of cool. I've caught up on Chuck.
Yay.
Enjoy that.
He's
show
up
as
on
well.
Chuck.
Yep.
I love Chuck.
Let's see. I had the been working.
What is this thing you call work?
Yeah,
the
what
thing
is this thing?
So you can afford to watch stuff.
Yeah, in between episodes.
It's a four-letter word. You're gonna have
to
beep that out.
Watch. What are you talking about?
How do you pay for the internet?
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah,
good point.
Rent. Yeah, bills. That helps.
Rent. Another four-letter word. Yeah.
got done with the week from hell at work. And we'll not go into that. And my Xbox decided to give me a red ring.
No.
I went ahead and just picked up in the cheapo arcade version of the Xbox and stuck the old hard drive onto that.
That's exactly what I did.
And because mine was a, for the my original one was a pre-owned that I bought. It was a very first generation.
Well, that,
so
yeah, has it. Actually, technically, I should still be under the warranty, though.
I think they gave them all a 3-year warranty starting from.
For some reason, I had to have had like the proof of purchase or something like that.
Who the hell keeps their proof of purchase 3 years later?
Nobody.
For something like that, I probably would.
Actually, I can go back, probably track mine down on one of my credit cards. But
it was something I bought from a friend, so I didn't have any official documentation or anything like that. So I just had to suck it up and. Buy a new one. So,
well, we can get you a faceplate or something.
Yeah.
Cool looking faceplate.
That's better than waiting for the other one to come in the mail.
Exactly. I'm paying $100.
Yeah.
I can pay $200. I got a free memory card out of it. Not a free memory card, but I got a memory card. I got another controller. Okay. I got HDMI now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you should have the Falcon chipset, I think.
Yeah.
Or is Jasper out? Yeah. Or Jasper just now shipping? I think it's an even smaller one. Even smaller and cooler.
It seems to run quieter. Empire.
Yeah,
I've noticed different. It's definitely quieter, and the power brick doesn't seem as heavy.
No, it's you should probably have about a 175-watt one.
Hmm.
That's what I noticed mine when I got my Elite last year. Right about this time.
That's right. That Christmas Eve.
Yeah, that's right. Because
I thought, oh my god, he got this brand new shiny, awesome, totally awesome thing on Christmas Eve. And the crap I bought him for Christmas is totally gonna suck now.
No, it was just it was an upgrade to the
impatient
existing
much?
System. I already have one.
Huh?
Pot kettle. Hello. So you got the new Xbox up and running.
It's up and running now. It's as good as my old one. So
you get all your DRM stuff transferred over. You do the tool for that.
Yeah.
Any games and.
I didn't actually check on that.
Yeah, you can go online and transfer all your licenses over to the new console. There's like a walkthrough and crap that you do on it.
Ah, okay. I'll look into that then.
Yeah, because I was having problems after I did the borrowed Glenn's transfer cable and did the transfer from my old system to the new. I had kind of some problems.
Hmm.
And then Randy from Two Geeks had come over and downloaded something using his account. So when I went onto my... account, I had like 3 Xboxes listed.
Gosh.
So I had to transfer them all to the Elite.
Okay.
It was a bit of a booger. Andy, you been up to anything, man?
I'm finally joining the Xbox crowd. Although, after all of this talk and my technical ineptitude, I might just have to return it now.
No, do not.
I have a fail station.
tres or dos?
Dos. I have a one too.
I love my PS1. I
have to keep mine around.
I still have an Intellivision, if that dates
me. Too, me too.
It still works.
I love it.
Yeah, have your dad bring that down or something. Or
that's staying safely where it is.
Bring it down. We'll play it. Look it up and play it.
My precious.
I can hit a home run on the Intellivision baseball every time.
Oh my god. Snafu used to freak the hell out of me. I loved that game. I loved Intellivision.
Ashley, you been up to anything exciting?
Been playing Left 4 Dead like a mofo.
I need to get that game.
I love that game so much.
I need to get that.
It's on the top of my Christmas list.
I had a hankering to kill some zombies the other night and realized, you probably don't want to drop $60 right before Christmas.
Yeah, no, bad plan.
So I went and dropped $15 and picked up Dead Rising.
Yeah.
Again.
I still don't have that.
Again.
I need to get that.
For $15, I can deal with the crappy text on the thing, but it's fun. I'm not doing a whole lot with the story. I'm just going around trying to kill zombies in creative ways. So it's a lot of fun.
Leveling up before you really play the game?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Grinding.
I did that too.
Yeah.
other than that, I've been running around hitting up like Booking Music Exchange and Great Escape and all those places that I haven't been to in a whole year. But of course, Vancouver's got so much better comic shops up there.
Bullshit.
You want to bet?
Nothing's going to top CBW. I don't give a shit what you say.
Okay,
that's because he loves you.
I would pick CBW over like Jan, Silent Bob, Secret Stash.
That's because he loves you.
And Doug's cool. Yeah. Doug's awesome.
Yeah, we'll go up to Vancouver and see the 3 awesome sauce places that I have.
Go to Vancouver?
Okay. Yeah. Just go to Vancouver.
I'll say they're cool shops. Still not going to be CBW.
Yeah, and Dad picked up a Red Dwarf the other day, and he's been making me watch them.
Yes!
Cool. Megan, awesome.
You do realize they're making a reunion type
miniseries.
They've all been signed.
Doing the happy dance of joy.
Huh. Me and my son ran into Robert Llewellyn on the street with his son at Dragon Con and had a 5-minute conversation.
Oh my God, we got to meet him for a few minutes.
Yeah, we got to talk to him a little bit at Dragon Con as well.
He's lovely.
Yeah.
Great. Yes, lovely. I'll use your term.
Danny John Jules
is crazy.
He got a little bit arrested.
Yeah, he went at some garbage men with a knife.
I know. What the hell is with that?
Pick up my garbage or else.
Yeah.
Well, he did used to be a Wham backup singer.
Get out. For real?
For real.
Oh, God.
He told me that.
Oh, okay, Danny. I know he sang and danced.
There are just so many different ways to go with that comment right about now.
Danny.
On to the next segment, folks.
Especially knowing some about the lead singers of that.
But I'm so excited. I'm excited. I know it takes a while to get into because I hated it with a passion the first time I saw it. But it took me a long time. You know, it took me a little bit, and then I was so ridiculously in love with it.
I already like Lister a lot. The cat, though, really...
Cat grows on you.
I don't know. I'll give it a couple of more episodes, but the cat just...
Sheldon?
Rimmer and Crichton were my favorites.
No, Sheldon was perfect to begin with.
Yeah, when you get Crichton, the series as a regular...
Real Crichton, it really not does scary first Crichton.
Yeah, scary, ambiguously sexual Crichton.
Yeah.
You promised me you wouldn't like her more than me. You promised.
I haven't been up to much myself other than... trying to install Linux on and dual boot on the various computers around here, which has been interesting.
Not mine.
Yeah. What?
Not mine. Get away! Go ruin your own stuff.
No, I wouldn't do it because the hard drive in that laptop's too small.
Good. Keep it that way.
He's a puny one.
I don't care. It works for me. I want to keep it that way.
It's a nice little laptop, but it's really interesting because I've been working with the Ubuntu. Which is a very... I know. Every time I say that, they laugh. Then, Ubuntu, Ubuntu, Ubuntu.
No,
say it again.
It tingles me. I like Wubby. That's my favorite. Wubby.
Yeah. I've tried to do with Linux before because I want to learn about it. And, it's always good to have know about more about another operating system. And I always have
Why not? I'm just joking. But please don't tell me why. Please.
Because it's a lot more secure than Windows, that's for damn sure.
Sheldon.
There's a bird just flew through here. But I always had problems getting it to dual boot with their worth of crap, especially on the Vista laptop that I have. But I had heard about this installer called Wubby, which is a Wubby. Wooby, wooby, wooby.
Ooh, say it again.
Wooby. But it's kind of neat because it allows you to install Ubuntu. There we go again.
So you use Wooby to install Ubuntu.
And it installs it as if it's a Windows program, so you can...
Does this involve sacrificing chickens?
No, that would be...
We are killing the goat. We are partaking of its blood.
Actually, that would be...
Arise, chicken.
That would be...
chicken rice.
That would be Ubuntu Santanic Edition, which there is.
One convenient location in Africa.
But it's neat. It's interesting. It's a little bit of a pain in the ass to get wireless to work on a laptop.
I've heard about Wubby in the... No.
Okay, you know what?
You're making Wubby?
See, I think they name them these ridiculous things just so you sound asinine talking about it.
We've sounded asinine talking about stuff for 3 years now.
No, but like, Windows is a word that occurs in English.
Okay.
You know.
It's an American word.
These made-up words.
It's not a made-up word. It's not a made-up word. Folks, listeners, email Christina at podculture.net and send her the definition for what actually Ubuntu means.
I just like how he gets all pretentious about it.
You're just jealous because you can't do it.
I don't really care.
And on that note, because I set her up for a line like that, we'll be back with more Pod Culture right after this.
Be afraid.
The longest intro ever.
Be very afraid.
Hey guys, this is Ed Gizmo from Twitter, and I wanted to call in and give a man's 2 cents worth on the Twilight movie. Let me get my bona fides first, because it sounds like I need to. I am a 45-year-old male, married, father of one daughter who is in college, and I have been in love with Twilight ever since I read the first book. I've read all 4 books. I'm about due to read through them all again. And I love this movie. I agree with you, Christina. I thought the casting was superb. Everybody looked like who they were supposed to look like, and I thought it was a very good version of the book. I was a little concerned if somebody hadn't read the book, so I was glad to hear that you had a friend that followed it just fine, but I think the book would add so many more layers of meaning to it. So, guys, read the book. It's good. Who doesn't like a love story? Come on. It's like Princess Bride, but with vampires. What more can you ask? So, anyway, love the podcast. Keep up the good work, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.
We are back. And what would an anniversary pod culture be?
There's no place like Jones for the holidays.
Oh, having flashbacks. Flashbacks.
Yes, we have some more Jones soda. Now, sadly, Jones didn't do any of the really off-the-wall flavors.
Luckily.
Thank you, Jones. I don't know. I love you.
It's always
all that money
an adventure, and it's endlessly amusing to make Ashley puke.
That all that money we sent
the one
them was
time.
Not for naught.
Every other time I didn't, but that one time.
Yeah, she Dude, chugged
you just
hit
a rewind button on the. That's fun.
He
I lost
for
my pizza.
He gagged for a week after taking a sip of turkey and gravy, and you chugged the whole damn thing. I think that earned some props.
That was awesome for a dollar.
I still have that dollar because it was a coin.
There you go.
And now you're in the land of their coins anyway.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
And
of course,
that was
only get you in.
Cents.
Yeah.
Change rate. Here's your.
All right. Starting out with our first flavor, or at least in this one, depending on how I edit, we have Jones Soda Candy Cane.
It's pretty.
Candy cane.
It's about as pink as Pepto-Bismol.
No, it's not.
Yeah, getting that way.
It's pink like
pink lemonade or something.
Okay. Or cherry 7-Up.
Smells like Pepto-Bismol.
It kind of does look like a cherry 7-Up a little bit. It's
carbonated Pepto.
Except cherry 7-Up's actually pretty good.
In these little plastic cups, it looks like you're going to drink some NyQuil.
Kind of does, a little bit. NyQuil's green, dude.
It smells like Altoids.
Well, I just meant the cup.
Plastic.
All right, so here we go.
Of doom.
Jones Soda, Candy Cane.
Of doom.
Doesn't really smell like candy cane.
It smells like Altoids.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Doesn't
I
really
like
taste
it.
Like candy cane either.
Ew, wow.
Ooh, pizza and peppermint burp.
Oh.
See, I like it. I think it's good.
You know, I think like...
Yay!
Yeah, it's less scary than some of the ones we've had before.
That's very true.
Like a lot of the Jones sodas, I think it has the aftertaste, but not the actual taste. I mean, you know, when I taste it, I was like, nah, I don't get it. And then,
will this help
like,
my
okay.
acid problem?
You're absolutely right.
I don't know.
Heartburn problem?
It doesn't... It tastes like it had more... peppermint oil type of flavor than artificial peppermint flavor.
Yeah, because you really get that in the aftertaste once the carbonation is gone. Yeah.
So yeah, not bad.
Not
bad.
Could be worse.
I
guess
I would drink one.
I wouldn't drink a whole bottle.
Moving right along.
Not on purpose, right?
No.
And
not for less than a dollar.
With the sweetness type of theme on these two sodas here, we have Christmas Cocoa.
Hmm.
Which I
sounds good.
Can I bet it's going to taste like Tootsie Roll?
Chocolate sodas, not bad.
Thank you.
Okay.
There you go, Andy. Thanks for helping pass
tootsie
those
roll,
out.
Definitely got the Tootsie Roll smell to it.
Oh, my God. It does smell like carbonated Tootsie Roll.
Ooh.
All right. So,
And
it looks more soda-ish. So, over the lips, through the gums, watch out, stomach, here it comes.
Looks
Has
like
anybody ever had a chocolate
root beer
phosphate? Remember the old soda shop phosphates?
Yeah, the, Coke with the chocolate syrup or something in it?
Oh, kind of.
No?
It's just like carbonated.
Ooh. I'm burping peppermint patties now.
Oh, God. I can't wait to see what he burps when we're all done.
I can.
I'll lose.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll gladly
you, you get to live with him.
Yeah,
I'll
you
let
all
you
get to go home.
Yeah, I'll let you handle that.
Which exit would you prefer it take?
your nose.
Take the high road, please.
I just threw up a little in my mouth.
Right, so, I love that. Take the high road.
And I'll take the low road.
Cleanse my knee. Okay, listeners. Since last episode, when Brad did that horribly obnoxious turkey thing, he does it all the time now.
Because it's funny watching you freak the hell out.
I don't freak the hell out anymore. I just make that face.
And it's funny.
This really does taste like still liquid funny, Tootsie Roll.
Your yeah. funny face is amused.
Not
Brad.
A bad thing
yes,
at all.
Yes, getting back to the Jones Soda. Yeah, the Christmas cocoa. Yes. I give that one. That's a good one.
That's I could drink a bottle of that.
Much better than the candy canes.
Yeah. I could definitely drink a bottle of
and,
that.
And as a capping this off, no pun intended,
Boo.
Or actually pun definitely intended.
Pun is always intended.
Jones Soda always has the little sayings in the top of the list, or top of the lids there. And from Christmas cocoa, the saying on the cap is, learn about bugs.
Ew.
Oh my God, this one's a paragraph.
Are cool.
On Candy Cane, it says...
Oh no.
From Candy Cane, it is, many people are seeking you for worthwhile advice.
Hey.
God, are they in trouble.
You fools.
Who could that be?
All 12 listeners.
I don't know.
You leave our listeners alone.
No. Andy's here today.
Oh, okay.
He was half your listening audience.
I'm
going to go home and listen to it. So.
There you go.
Half our audience is in this room. We love you all.
So, yeah, that was Christmas Cocoa and Candy Cane Jones Soda, and that was a nice. It wasn't bad. It wasn't scary
pleasant.
At all.
Pleasant experience.
But Ashley's not turning colors.
No.
Yeah,
no.
We do have
One
more
time.
To come a little later.
Still in the room.
All right, and we will be back with more pod culture right after this.
She still has her pizza, too.
That's true. Oh, God, we did have pizza today.
Hello. I'm here with my friend Carl. Oh, yeah. Carl's a zombie. We're here to tell you about the Zombie Channel at www.zombiechannel.com. Yes, yes, Carl. I was just getting to that. At the Zombie Channel, you'll discover exciting zombie entertainment, zombie video, zombie audio, and zombie news and information from all around the globe. So visit the Zombie Channel at www.zombiechannel.com. Yes, Carl. I'm sure they'll bring their brains.
Break out a roll of quarters. It's time to talk about some video games.
Yay.
I would ask Glenn what he's been playing, but I'm pretty sure I know the answer to this. Everybody say it together. What has Glenn been playing?
Warcraft.
Wow. Yeah, Warcraft.
Not what he's been playing with.
World of Warcraft.
What he's been playing. Okay.
Yeah, that's what it is. I have been playing something else besides World of Warcraft.
Oh. Holy yes. cow.
Very little, though.
Let me guess. Carly was playing it.
No.
Pac-Man.
No.
No.
The internet was down.
It's like Pac-Man, but with guns. No. Call of Duty 5, World of War.
Yeah.
Very, very cool.
I thought it wasn't numbered. Cool. I thought it was...
Well, I mean, it is number 5, but it's Call of Duty World of War.
Okay.
It sounds like
Craft.
World of Warcraft. See, so I had
to
World of Warcraft.
It's the meth patch.
So you weren't quite awake. You're kind of drunk. Picked up the game.
Kind of drunk.
Okay.
I can't imagine Glenn drunk at all.
World of Warcraft.
But it's a very cool game. I mean, it's beautiful and man, you know, when you shoot somebody with a tank, their legs go flying off. I mean, you know, it's
I've heard that
beautiful.
Tends to happen.
Yeah.
So
I'm a 105mm shell, and you are not.
And you are paste.
So explain to me why you got that instead of a wonderful game that's fresh and new that involves zombies?
Because this involves machine guns, tanks, attack dogs, and zombies.
Yes, it does.
Wow,
and
you're back to World War II.
Everybody on your gamer list is playing it.
Yeah, that too. Well, it's not like heavily advertised, but if you beat the solo campaign, not the co-op campaign, but the solo campaign, then at the end, you can make a stand against Nazi zombies.
Yes. Yeah, so
and what's better?
Is a game set in World War II? One?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. World War II.
Two.
Yeah.
You kill Nazis and zombies together.
Well, it's,
two birds with one stone.
Yeah.
Love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Guns like and zombies.
Things I like
Nazis.
To kill.
Oh, my.
But it's pretty cool, especially co-op. You can have a bunch of guys in the room, you know, with machine guns trying to stop all the zombies. And the zombies, they keep being more and more of them, and they keep getting faster and harder to kill. And so the pace just keeps building and building.
Wait, faster zombies?
Yeah.
Huh.
That's just wrong.
Yeah, like Left 4 Dead, they're fast zombies. They run.
That's just wrong.
They run. Oh, and well, there's a reference to that during the game that's absolutely hilarious. They actually, they did talk about that, too. Yeah, it's great.
When?
In the elevator, in the hospital, when you're going up, the chick who is the horror movie, you know, buff who loves watching that, she's the college student, it's kind of a lull time, and she's like, you know, fast zombies. Zombies aren't supposed to run. I call zombie bullshit on that.
Zombie bullshit. Yeah.
I think that they say different stuff, because I seem to always remember Bill and Francis talking during
really?
The elevator.
Because I've heard her say it twice.
Oh, well.
It could just be random.
Could be.
Yeah.
And that's happened here twice, so yeah.
Yeah, I've never... I'm going to look forward to that.
Yeah.
Do you know who her voice is?
No, I don't.
Cortana.
Was really?
Yes.
Wow.
Guess who noticed?
Yeah, the Halo Queen.
Right.
Queen of the High.
No, Empress.
Oh, God, that's way too high. Parliament. Queens don't do anything.
Oh, okay. Deal.
More like the Halo Merc.
Good for her, though. Rock on.
Yeah.
Anybody that can kick your ass makes me happy.
So Ashley, I guess Ashley and Adam have been playing Left 4 Dead, huh?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes. It's awesome.
I do need to pick that up.
It's great. Yeah. I've got it for my PC, and I think Ashley's got it for her Xbox.
Was it the sequel to No One Gets Left Behind?
Of course. Yes.
Oh, no wonder I haven't been seeing you play it. I see you come up on Xbox Live. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I have been playing it at my Xbox at all this past week.
So. Did you get it on Steam?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty quick download, too.
Can you
not too bad.
Skin it and mod it like some PC games?
Yes, it is. It is moddable. They're going to be releasing additional content and stuff for it.
Here's my question.
I can't wait to see what the community
that could be
does
cool.
with it. As
Reavers.
Well. Ooh.
I ain't going anywhere near Reavers.
Because Reavers are almost zombie-ish anyway.
And they run and they're like scary. Holy crap, that'd be awesome.
Get on that.
That's
yeah,
I was like just I'm just trying to remember because you were talking about mods, and then I remembered. I think I actually saw a Firefly mod, and I'm trying to remember. It's
sweet.
There's
for Left 4 Dead.
Yeah, I've already seen like a bunch of them. I saw one that I was really excited about. I was like, God, I'm gonna have to get this with Steam now that I see this, and I can't remember what it is.
Because nothing says fun. Like
and
Mal,
Adam will be
Jane.
Back right after that.
But no
here's a question: can you play as a chick?
Yeah,
yeah,
Zoe.
Yeah.
She's
okay, good.
Zoe,
one chicken.
Yeah, that's her name. Zoe. I keep forgetting. Yeah. There's Zoe Lewis.
You already have a Zoe.
Perfect. There you go. Francis and
okay, good.
Zoe Lewis.
Sean Connery. Bill.
Bill. Bill. That's it. Yeah, he's the war vet. He's pretty funny.
What's your favorite special zombie?
Oh gosh, the boomers are pretty fun to blow up. The tanks are just cool.
But I mean to be.
Oh, to be?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. The hunters.
The hunt. Oh, see, they just like frogs jumping around. That's what I thought.
No, yeah. I mean, they could do some damage. If you hop up on
damage,
someone, you start laying into
them. Are they Chinese hopping zombies?
They're hopping zombies.
Yes. They're jumping around on all fours and
okay.
everything.
Then you got smokers. Smokers, I think, are kind of useless.
Oh, don't say that. That's the only way that they're useless is if, you know, they shoot you. And, you know, you don't have your tongue anymore, and they're, like, coming after you.
Yeah.
Each and every time, I'm like, oh, crap.
Because the smokers have real long tongues,
yeah.
and they can lasso you, basically, and then pull you back and start ripping you up. And then if you kill them, they explode into, like, they're smoke. I mean, they're you hear them coughing as they're walking around.
Right. Yeah, I know that's your early warning. And then the witches are apparently real weird, too.
Oh, my gosh, the witches are kind of cool.
The witches are cool. Well, yeah, I was kind of looking forward to that when I first got it.
Scary as the Drifters?
Oh, yeah, that was on Zombie Master.
Oh, I know, but
yeah, that Zombie Master.
I don't
that's
want anything
for,
even remotely
Half-Life
close
2.
To that because that was no. scary as hell to look those
but
up.
Yeah, those are those still freak me out. The Drifters do.
I don't
yeah.
Like that. I don't want anything even remotely like that, though.
Yeah, that sounds interesting. I think I'll still pick it up for the 360, though.
Yeah.
That's something that they should allow. Is like, you know, they've got this whole XNA stuff and all
cross
that and community
platform.
Stuff. Why can't you have community built mods for games?
The almighty licensing.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, well,
somebody's got to get their money.
Well, here's the thing, though. I mean, PlayStation 3 has Little Big Planet.
Yeah, and there's all sorts of
user-created
levels. Content.
Okay, there is license. Some people do violate trademarks here and there on them. More here than there. But it's up there. And if a complaint is made about the content or the license, they yank it. Okay, that's cool. But some people can do some creative. You can get pretty close without violating a trademark or something. So why not have something on games like that?
Well, let's see. What are the levels? The levels, the hospital.
There's the hospital.
The tugboat. The river one.
Yeah, the one in, like, it's kind of in the country, like, riverside type
thing.
Yeah,
then there's the farmhouse. And then the airport.
Yes.
They're coming out one. Someone told me about it. I haven't seen anything about it. But it's an exact replica of the mall from Dawn of the Dead or one of those.
Day of the Dead.
Day of the Dead. Yeah.
Yeah,
so cool.
Like, I had been playing Left 4 Dead, and right there on the cover, Dead Rising. I've been playing Dead Rising, and Dead right there on the cover, it says this is not endorsed by anyone from the Romero.
It's Dead Rising.
No, Dead Rising? Yeah. Well, no, like, what? From Left 4 Dead, they're going to make an exact replica of Day of the Dead, of the mall.
Oh, the mall, from that game. Yeah, okay.
From the movie.
Yeah.
That could be cool.
The movie, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay,
now,
sorry.
Which one?
I missed that one.
I don't know. Just someone told me it was one of the malls from the movie, and I'm like, oh.
Putting like a 70s style mall in there would be awesome.
That'd be cool.
Would be cool. Christina, you've been playing a game or two?
Not really.
Well, you're a villager game.
Just my tribe.
Well, what is the name of that game?
It's called My Tribe.
Really? Pretty. Now, that's truth in packaging right there.
Yeah. My tribe.
Yeah.
Not your tribe.
My tribe. I like the animation.
It looks a lot like Virtual
it's
Villagers.
It's nicer
or whatever.
Than Virtual Villagers. It's got way better animation. Mm-hmm. There's not quite as much to it. You don't die as easily. You don't kill your people as easily.
Where's the fun in that?
The only thing you really inherit from your parents is your strength and your intelligence. You don't inherit any of the skills like you did in Virtual Villagers. But I do enjoy it.
Cool.
Have you played Kingdom for Keflings on 360?
No.
Is it arcade?
I'm taking no more suggestions from Ashley.
It's an arcade.
After Ashley,
the pusher.
4-hour search for Big Bang Theory after the last recording session.
Is that the one that has your avatars in it?
Yes, you can take your avatar and you're a giant and you build all these buildings for these little Kefling people. Ooh. And you make them do all kinds of stuff and grow your kingdom. It's very fun. You should go play it.
How many Microsoft points is it?
I think it's only 400.
Cool.
Oh, that's cheap. That's like
or something
bucks.
Like that. I don't know.
Yeah, even, you know, if it's $20 for 1,600 points or whatever it is, then yeah, it'd be $5 or $10, which is most typical for most live arcade games. We don't have to pick it up.
Cool.
When
I
get another point.
I can wait. Unlike somebody in this room, I can wait.
Did I go get Left 4 Dead the other night?
No, but you wanted to.
Yeah.
Had I not made a fuss.
You didn't make a fuss.
I was going to.
That's why I didn't get it.
Because it's Christmas, and not all the presents have. No, because the presents have not all been bought yet for everybody else. If the presents were all bought, you can do whatever you want.
And the stockings were hung.
It's Christmas time. Damn it!
We haven't hung the stockings yet.
Still wearing them.
Pretty much, yeah.
I didn't see a chimney.
Ooh, that's right. We need to put a chimney
up.
I think Bronner would probably get
set
a little pissed about that.
I think you would get a little angry.
But video games, I've played a few video games here late. Still playing the hell out of Fable. Cannot wait for the downloadable content. That's like a whole nother island and more quests and all kinds of crazy crap. And a weight loss potion.
She needs that.
No, my character.
She's very scary looking.
No, she's pretty strong.
She... Did you take the gender changing potion?
No. I started out as playing a chick.
Okay.
She looks like Dina.
So it's a. I did not take the ginger. Yeah, and I haven't had anything to drink either. But yeah, I've been playing the heck out of Fable 2.
I did.
Got. You know, he's quiet, and then he'll just toss one right on in there, honey. Like, all right, here's a smart-ass comment, like a hand grenade, and just watches all the damage.
And you catch it each
Adam,
time.
You're supposed to yell, fire in the hole, before you do that.
No, Taco Bell was the other day. All right.
Running for the bathroom?
All right, but have been playing the heck out of Fable 2. Got more freaking gold in there than I know what to do with, because I own, like, half the damn world.
Only half? God,
it seems like, anyway. All that I've found I could buy, house and business and stuff-wise, I have bought.
Well, doesn't it have in the menu where you can see you own number of whatever houses
in
the area?
Yeah,
I
just got to find it. The rest of them.
So there's a Bill Gates class in there.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can mail any of that gold you don't want to my WoW account.
I don't know what the exchange rate would be. But I don't know.
Fable the WoW exchange rate.
Yeah, I haven't played since late last week. And last week I had like 4 million something in there. And it still accumulates while you're out offline.
It's going to equal 2 gold.
Yeah, pretty much. It'd be like a Zimbabwe dollars or something. Mm-hmm. But I have played a few things other than that. Been, of course, I had talked before, played some Dead Rising, went and picked that up because I had a hankering to kill some zombies. It was a lot of fun. Had a squint to read the damn type on the screen because it's...
Now you get up and you look at the television closer like I do.
Well, you just squint because I'm too lazy to get my ass up out of the recliner. But in addition to that, I have picked up a couple other games. One that I haven't played and one that I have played. The one I haven't played yet is Spider-Man Friend or Foe. Hmm. Found it cheap. It was like, ended up being like $5 because I had a discount on it.
Oh.
Over at one of the cheap bins over at GameStop. Picked
really?
That up.
That is cheap.
Haven't played it yet. I haven't heard the best reviews on it, but
yeah,
it's Spider-Man.
I can see why it was $5.
Yeah. Spider-Man and it's, you know, cheap. So... Had to pick that up. And then the other one, it's the same as every other game in a genre.
But it's adorable.
But it's cute as hell. Batman, Lego Batman, the video game.
It's adorable.
And it is awesome.
Are the achievement points named cute Batman things like they are in Indiana Jones?
Let's find out.
I like that.
I don't know. I thought the graphics looked a little blocky.
Oh, man. Andy, you're closer to him.
Can I hit him now?
Yeah.
He's armed. Oh. And we got the Sword of Omens around here.
He
may be
armed, but
down.
He plays football. Soccer.
Football.
Football.
Football has been very good to me.
He uses guns. I use blades. And when it boils down to it, who can probably get their weapon into a ready position quick? Yeah, okay. I stab you. Bam.
Yeah. His bullets can travel faster than your... his bullets can travel faster than
a knife to a gun.
Yeah, but he runs out of ammo eventually.
Right. Yeah, and you can catch him.
Oh, yeah.
I True. Can't seem to find a list
Unless
of
I was rolling.
In here.
Does the rolling help you, Jason? Speaking of Galaxy Quest.
It does. Yeah, it doesn't have a list of all the achievements Boo. In the manual, at least, anyway.
So I like when they're personalized for the content.
They probably are. I have no doubt about that. But it is. It's a lot of fun. And again, it plays like every other Lego specialized game. It's just great because you can...
They're just cute.
You can blow crap up and nobody dies. You just fall apart and go right on back together. Cute, it's fun.
I like their little voices.
Definitely worth picking up. Actually, we got it on Thanksgiving Day.
Mm-hmm.
We had to stop at Myers, where I'm on my way to my aunt's house for Thanksgiving with the family and everything.
Pick up the pie.
Thank God it's a little less dramatic than it was last year. But we stopped in Myers and got the cake or pie or something.
Pie.
And they had some of the Black Friday stuff up already.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had it half off. So I got it for like $25.
Yeah.
Oh, so I'm like, all right, I'll go ahead and get that can pass up.
It's
that
something
special.
We were going to get anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
It's cute. Definitely, you know, if you got kids that play the games, Andy, this might be one for you to get.
I'm making notes.
It is. It's really good. Well, you know where you can
park. Left 4 Dead for me.
Yeah. Lego, Batman, and probably what will happen, it'll be the opposite. Kid will wind up playing Left 4 Dead, and you'll play Legos.
Indiana Jones, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I wonder what the next franchise is that they're going to Legoize.
What would be a good franchise to Lego?
Twilight.
Pirates.
Stargate! Yeah!
Dude, that would be awesome.
Aw, little Lego Walter.
Little Lego Asgard.
Yeah. Oh, little Lego Asgard.
That'd be awesome. Little Lego Teal.
Oh, and his little... Oh,
little Lego eyebrow going up.
I know.
And then you could, you know, customize it. Then you could have like first season where it was bald.
It's just bald. He just has the Lego thing up on the top of his head.
And then you could get, you know, you can change the costumes on your character so you could get the little fro to put on him.
Yeah.
I want little Lego Jack.
That would be.
Oh.
Lego.
Little Lego General Hammond. Wouldn't he be cute?
It would be funny.
Oh, man. That would be great.
Speaking of junk, how about a Lego Torchwood?
Okay.
Not that kind of junk.
Okay.
Oh, we want a kid friendly game.
But Lego Doctor Who would be awesome.
Lego Doctor Who would be awesome.
Because then, you know, if your character gets blown up and falls to pieces, when they come back together, it's a different doctor.
Awesome. A little Lego canine.
He would look the same.
He would look the same.
Pretty much, yeah. But Lego TARDIS would, you know,
little
it's
Lego
just
scarf.
A blue box.
Little Lego Tom Baker with the hair.
That would be
they
cool.
Could use the teal fro.
They could use it.
Pretty much.
They probably could, yes.
Andy, you got any franchises? Any suggestions?
No, I'm just joining the Xbox crowd this holiday season, so apparently I'm going to GameStop soon.
So let us know if you are a new Xbox 360 user, what would you recommend, Andy?
Suggestions
buy?
For an old geek and an 11-year-old geek.
Or if you have suggestions for a franchise that should be Legoized.
Yes.
Ooh, that would be cool. Mm-hmm.
Send your
Buffy?
Emails to
Buffy Legos?
Brad, Christina,
going?
Adam,
Leonard, okay. Adam,
or
podculture.net.
Since they kind of already have the Batman Lego things, spend it to DC Universe Legos.
There you go.
Little Superman Lego.
Lego Green Lantern.
Aw, wouldn't he be cute?
You can get customized ones. I've seen them online before.
They go Star Trek Legos.
Mm-hmm.
Well, look, it's a red shirt Lego.
Bloop. Yeah.
Bloop. Hey. Another one comes in.
Opportunity.
They got the Star Trek Pez set.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen it?
No.
Yeah.
No, I have not seen that.
Oh, yeah. It's a big collector set. They got one of Great Escape. Yeah, it's a real nice box, and it's got like all the main characters.
Nice.
Yeah.
On that note, I think we're going to take a break, go down to the Great Escape, and be back with more pod culture right after this.
Battlestar Galactica.
Old or new?
New.
Yes.
The Bill and Laura Lego.
Both. Hey, guys. Andy, pod culture groupie checking in. Kind of just getting caught up on the episodes. Black Friday. I took the kiddo out. Took him to Best Buy just to watch people for half an hour. That was fun. Anyway, Ashley, hey, welcome back. Hope you don't drink anything odd in the next couple of weeks that make you lose some pizza. Anyway, Heroes, really liking that lately. That two-part episode with the whole losing the powers thing, that was really cool. Quantum of Solace, yeah, it was fun, but I don't know. I still like him as I still like Daniel Craig as Bond, though. And Ashley, you're going to hate me forever. But Twilight has inspired me to poetry. I'm going to do it in Irish accent because it kind of has to be done that way. Roses are red, violets are blue. Twilight is shite. Okay, you know, that was a lousy poem, but, well, as far as literary quality goes, so is the Twilight series. Sorry, calling it like I see it. I have read the first three, couldn't bring myself to get through the fourth. Sorry, no. Yeah, I know. In my field, the kids are eating it up. It's basically just, you know, kiddie porn. That's, you know, what the whole series is. So, anyway, good luck, guys. Have a good holiday. Hope your wishes come true and you get lots of cool, cool stuff we can all hear about on Geek and Tell soon. Bye.
Okay, it's time for a little geek and tell. I couldn't think of anything clever to say on that one, so
that's okay.
But
kind of like the whole episode.
Pretty much. Yeah.
That was fun.
What?
But like a lot of geek and tells, what would it be without some Transformer stuff? What was that? Dare, do you have gas over there?
That was it. We don't have any more room. Stop buying stuff. Buy the little.
I've had this stuff for a while.
Buy the little tiny ones.
Been over a. Well, they're not that big.
Over a week.
No, I've had some of these for a couple months. We just have funky recording schedules.
But that one there is new in the package.
I try not to open them until after we've done that. But I got a small table full of Transformer stuff here. Let's start off with a little Halloween leftover. Went to Target, hit their clearance stuff after Halloween, and got the Optimus Prime candy bucket. You were just waiting for that one, right?
Yeah, I was.
Spring loaded.
Purse. Kind of does look like a purse.
Man, yes, purse.
He got his wallet in there. Trick or treat bucket based on the animated version of Optimus Prime.
And your keys.
From the Transformers animated series.
His lip balm.
Lip gloss.
And the show goes right off the rails.
It's Do you have shoes that match?
No, but I am carrying around a little bit of a spare tire.
Brad, it's very masculine.
Thank you.
It's blue.
I mean, as far as purses go, it's very
okay.
Oh.
Anything that has the head of a robot should count as a guy thing. I
yeah,
guess.
Probably.
All right, we'll let him pass. Okay. Let him slide on this one.
Yeah, don't say let me pass. I had tacos.
Yeah,
lunch.
Please don't.
Okay. I had picked up some more of the figures. I have several more of the Transformers animated series figures. Sentinel Prime, who is a jackass on the show, I might add.
A little bit.
He's a little bit of a dick.
He gets better, though.
Yeah, but it is a cool-looking toy. And then Oil Slick, who's the Decepticon. It's actually a pretty cool-looking toy, too. Andy, your kids watch Transformers Animated?
He has not watched the new one, no.
It's
pretty
cute.
Good. It's pretty good. And there's actually, like, cliffhangers and stuff.
Oh, I know. Like, the season cliffhanger is going to kill me.
Yeah, season two cliffhanger was like, holy shit.
God damn it.
Fade to black.
I thought cliffhanger was one of the Transformers.
Cliff jumpers.
Oh, okay.
Cliff
jumpers.
But seriously, there's cliffhangers in the cartoon.
It's actually really good. You kind of got to get past that anime.
I can't wait till the next season.
Really cool.
I want to know what happens.
And then I got another one of the Dinobots. Swoop. Which is actually pretty cool. Pterodactyl. Not the most elegant of looking in robot form, which is why...
A
on the
pterodactyl
display,
with the flail.
Okay. It's a magma flail.
Oh, of course.
That makes all the difference.
Exactly.
Molten hot magma.
Yeah, but all the Autobots... Or Autobots. The Dinobots, in the robot form, they look kind of bad.
Yeah.
That is leaving the robot form, because they look a lot cooler. And I got to say... As kind of making them resemble their Generation 1 counterparts, that's one of the better looking ones that they did was the Dinobots.
Put that one, when we get our Torchwood figures, can we put the pterodactyl with the Torchwood people?
That would be funny.
Okay.
That would be funny. And all three people got the joke.
I got it, actually. I happened to see that episode.
Oh, there's multiple episodes with this.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ashley, did you get that at all?
No.
No, okay. Neither did I.
And then...
I'm not alone.
Payback for all that Ubuntu talk.
Ubuntu. I have...
Careful, it might be like Candyman. You say it three times.
It's already on the hard drive. Woobie.
Say it again.
I also picked up Black Arachnia.
She's
one
like
of the few
her.
Female... Autobots, Decepticons that you'll see which is interesting because it kind of, as far as I am familiar with my Generation 1 continuity, they kind of combined two characters for Black Arachnia. Because she starts out as one character, and then they flash back and show how she was actually really this other character and then became Black Arachnia.
Oh.
Pretty neat. Pretty neat.
Yeah, Carly actually had me buy that character for her. She hasn't watched the new cartoon, but it's she good. Likes the Black Arachnia character.
I mean, no, I'll burn the series. It is pretty good. Although she might not really care for how Megatron's kind of neutered in it for a while, oh. the longest time.
No, she wouldn't like that. I think she likes his trigger. Wouldn't want him to be neutered.
Boys. Your girlfriend, dude.
Boys.
Maybe you can borrow the man purse.
What's it transform into? Never mind. Umbrella. I don't want to know.
And then I picked up the other Transformers I had. They were, what class? So they got different sizes, and they call them different goofy-ass things. These are,
that's the technical term, folks.
They're not the Legends class, whatever the hell they are. But I picked up like the next size up of a couple of figures, and I got two Decepticons, and they're kind of the comedy duo, it seems like,
of
the two. I picked up Lugnut and Blitzwing.
Lugnut. And Blitzwing. So funny.
Yeah, he's dumb as a box of rocks and blindly loyal to Megatron.
He's so in love with Megatron. Come on.
He's a toolbox.
Yeah, he is kind of a toolbox.
Oh, my God.
What?
He'll be here all night.
It feels like
don't
it.
Don't eat the fish.
Jiffy Racers.
The kind of tool that can be carried in a man purse.
And then Blitzwing. Blitzwing's kind of cool because he's a triple changer. So he's got, you know, the robot form and then two vehicle forms. And apparently three split personalities.
It's neat.
Yeah, it's got the face that spins around. And each face has a different personality. It's really cool. Bizarre. But it is very comedic. And they're kind of cool. And a bitch to transform, I might add.
You say that about all of them.
They are.
What's it say, age 3 and up?
No. Age 5.
Okay, and that's proof positive. The younger you are, the easier it is to do this.
Okay.
The older you are, they're like, what the f-? I will sit here for like an hour and a half cussing because
he's
I can't get
his glasses right. off. He's got the instructions on the table. He's cursing up a storm.
And they don't do instructions like they used to because they used to describe how to transform it. No, it's all freaking pictograms.
That are
which,
not very well
Yeah, which
done.
Aren't worth a shit. No, why do they do that? Because then they don't have to translate it when they release it in another region. They just, same damn picture. Pisses Slackers. Me off.
Except in some
so
region,
somewhere there's
regions.
A 39-year-old Chinese man cussing about his Transformer.
Because it was going from left to right instead of right to left.
Oh!
Yeah, try to transform it into a bot and it turned into a truck. All right. Because he did the instructions.
What if it was
already in truck? Then
Ashley.
Dun, dun.
Okay, we're going.
Have a problem.
You can show me how to play.
All right,
for
and then the next, the last couple ones here, they're not the Transformers animated. They're doing a Transformers Universe line of figures, and they're kind of reimaginings of the Generation 1 characters. They're homages to the classic things. So I decided, and they're cool. But I'm only going to get the characters that I kind of recognize from the series. Not all these. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, play that
characters.
Part back for him later.
Yeah, uh-huh.
No, and I have
previously
had
on Pod Culture.
Only if you're editing the show, sweetie. download Audacity to your computer and you can have a ball. But I picked up Galvatron for one.
Cool.
Oh, cool.
Which is kind of cool. He's kind of sitting up there on top of the PC.
Don't trust him with your PC. I wouldn't.
On the PC.
No.
Then the next one I got is the kind of the next up size larger figure. And I picked up a Blaster, which is he's pretty cool. Kind of a weird looking bot, too. But he was kind of the...
he's got wings.
Kind of the Autobot's answer to Soundwave. Hmm. You know, the tape. Deck or whatever in the classic
Some
series.
Boombox.
Boombox, yeah. Would have the little animals that
very
pop out
80s.
And transform into
yeah.
things.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, very.
Yeah, I kind of wonder how they're going to handle that in
the new movie.
He transforms into an iPod.
They kind of did have a
I saw some concept stuff. Where apparently he's like a satellite or something.
I don't know. They had a perfect opportunity to save one because there was that one. I think they ended up calling him Ravage. if I'm not mistaken.
Little Jambox guy.
Yeah, they turned into the Jambox on the plane.
It's too small.
The only blue-eyed Decepticon.
But, yeah.
Soundwave's a badass.
Autobot Blaster, which is it's neat. Again, a royal pain in the ass to transform, but pretty damn cool.
Why don't you do it for us right now?
Hell no.
Maybe you should stick to statues.
Action figures.
Action. Yeah, okay. And then the last one I got, actually it was kind of hard to find.
For now.
Yeah, after I went hunting for the damn thing, then it shows up like four different damn places. But it is Ironhide, who's actually one of my favorites from the Generation 1 cartoon. So I've kind of got the Transformers Universe Ironhide, which I'm sure... Cool. It looks like it's going to be a pain in the ass to transform as well. But I kind of like what they're doing with the figures now. They're kind of doing light pipes. So if you kind of have them near a light, their eyes look like they're glowing like Autobot or the Decepticon colors.
Cool.
Really kind of cool.
And so, I have gotten more compliments on your jacket.
Oh, yes.
Than you would probably ever get by yourself.
Because you're a chick wearing geeky stuff here.
Yeah, like, I've had more guys on my floor walk past the chair that I sit at going, hey, is that Decepticon? Yes. That's G.I. Joe? Yes.
Yeah, because if they don't recognize one, they'll probably recognize the other.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
And that's totally cool. Where'd you get that?
It's a nice jacket, too. It's for being as thin as it is, it's actually pretty warm.
Because I'm not cold enough to wear my big heavy coat yet, and I figured I had to wear something. So.
And it may not be Transformers, but it does look like Ashley's got a couple of things over there she's going to talk about, or do you want to save that for later?
Well, do you have a comic section?
I think we'll have some books. Oh. We can talk about books a little later.
I still have my charm, though.
I love it.
She got your little charm bracelet.
I think I might have talked about this last time.
I think you mentioned it.
Yeah,
you mentioned it to us, but I'm not sure you mentioned it on the show.
Well, I know I didn't say the charms because I hadn't decided on it, but this lady, she makes these little clay charms into any video game you could ever possibly want.
The companion cube is awesome.
I know.
That's so cool.
It's got the companion cube. It's got a 360 controller, a Dreamcast controller. And then I have Shenmue for the Dreamcast, Phantasy Star Online for the Dreamcast, Knights of the Old Republic for the original Xbox.
Awesome.
Kingdom Hearts for the PS2, Halo 3.
Sweet.
For the 360, and Mirror's Edge for the 360.
Nice. Ooh, cool. Very, very cool. That's definitely geek girl worthy right there.
Hey.
And let's take a break, transform, and roll out.
With your purse.
Man purse.
Hey guys, this is Brad. This is where we take a little bit of a break. Remember, Pod Culture is a podcast that's recorded every other week, split into two parts, and then sent down the podcast feed weekly. So tune in again, same time next week, for another geek-filled episode of Pod Culture.
If you want to reach us here at Pod Culture Central, there are many different ways, like these email addresses.
You can email any one of us at Brad, Glenn with two N's, Christina, or Adam at podculture.net.
And if you want to reach us the old-fashioned way,
that address would be Pod Culture, P.O. Box 20255, Louisville, Kentucky, 40250-0255.
You can also give us a call on the Pod Culture voicemail line, and that phone number is 1-206-338-3POD. That is 1-206-338-3763.
There are also the official Pod Culture forums and the comments section of each episode, all of which have links at the website www.podculture.net.
So drop us a line, give us a call, or send us an MP3. Let us know how we're doing and what you'd like to hear on the show. We'd love to hear from you.
Pod Culture, equal opportunity geekness.